this pre-bid meeting was set for B230176DJN Chef Headquarters Re-Roof. Was scheduled for today, March 14th, 2023 at 10 a.m. My name is Darvis Napier. I'm a procurement analyst for the Lee County Procurement Management Department. At this time, I ask that Lee County and consulting staff and public present to introduce themselves and state what department or company they are with. Starting with my right.
Brian Bays, Lee County Procurement.
Thomas Fay, Crown Roofing and Waterproofing.
Ryan Moorhead, Crown Roofing and Waterproofing.
Jesus Lara, Dynamic Metals.
Tanya Hamilton, Total Roofing Systems.
Jim Beard, Total Roofing Systems.
Corey Crowell, U.S. Coating Specialist.
Ken Cody, Service Works Roofing.
Claudio Galvin, Service Works Roofing.
Edwin Adorno, Lee County Facilities.
Roger Gillette, Gillette Contracting Incorporated.
Rhett Corbett, Robert Benz Roofing.
John Peake, Advanced Roofing.
Scott Musheff, Lee County Facilities.
Before we begin, we will note for the record that members of the public are present. As members of the public are present, at this time we open the floor to any public comment. Please note for the record, there is no public comment. We are here today to discuss this project, to answer any questions you may have about this project. Any questions that are not answered here today will be answered in the form of an addendum that will be posted to our website as listed on the cover page of the bid documents. Any questions that you have after today must be submitted in writing via email. My contact information is on the front page of the bid package. Please note, any information received through verbal communication shall not be binding on the agency and shall not be relied upon by any respondent. Only written information received via posted addendum shall be binding and considered as a change or clarification to this project. Before I turn this over to the project manager, I have a few housekeeping things I'd like to go over. Bid proposal is due March 30th, 2023. At 2:30 p.m., bids submitted after this time shall be considered late and will not be accepted. One original bid proposal is to be submitted along with a USB flash drive. There are several forms and documents that are required as part of your submission for this project. Please review all forms carefully and complete them in their entirety. Some of those are going to be the bid bond that's going to be required for this job. The reference survey will be required only to the person who is awarded. Notice of intended decision is posted. Solicitation response form must be filled out in its entirety. Form 1A is a bid schedule that is going to be submitted in the form of an Excel spreadsheet. Document postings and addendums. You must acknowledge that you have seen the addendums. We've already issued one addendum for this. Again, continue to monitor the website for more addendums to be posted. Any questions that you have today should be written down and submitted to me in the form of an email. We're going to go up onto the roof, take a look around. He'll have a few things that he needs to say. Once we come back down, we'll gather and you can pose your questions at that time. Okay?
Do not ask any questions upstairs. Hold your questions off till you get back down here. That way everybody can hear the questions. Okay?
All right. At this time, Scott.
Just, again, this is a operational building that's 24/7. Is the sheriff's main headquarters, so we'll need to make sure that we're cognizant of that all the time when we're working. There is no, because we're not going inside the building, there are no background checks for employees on the roof because it's not a secured facility, so that will not be an issue on this particular building. That's about all I have. I don't think there's anything else that we've got.
All right.
Any initial questions before you go upstairs?
Work hours.
That you can do that whenever you want. Whatever you want.
No restrictions.
No restrictions.
Okay.
Bathroom facilities for people.
You'll have to provide your own.
Okay. Thank you. Nice.
Or hold it.
Is
is there any place already figured in that we can set up and access the roof as far as for dumpster locations, equipment to get materials up and so forth?
Yeah, so what they did in the past, they used the loading dock over there area for those, for the dumpster and things like that. We'll get that all set up. We'll get a place for it.
That works pretty good if on a small scale, but that is busy. There's a lot of stuff comes in and out of that loading dock.
Well, we'll work with that and make sure we got adequate space for you.
Is there a core sample available for the current roof, or what is in the current decking? What is it?
Just what's in that report. There was a sample or the core sample.
Will we be allowed to take our own?
Once you get the job.
I meant for bidding purposes.
No, just what you've got in the report.
Okay.
No. Any other questions?
There's pictures in the report, of course.
Just say we're going to pause it.
All right, we're going to go ahead and pause and head upstairs.
We'll have to ask.
We are now returning from the roof, and if there are any questions at this time for the project manager, we will have them.
Few questions.
Go ahead.
Number one, when this is over, can I go back up and complete my due diligence?
No.
I haven't taken a picture or anything.
Okay, you've been up there for almost 45 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not even halfway done.
Okay, but we are staff here at the county. We need to get back to work. That's why we came here for one time.
That's fine.
But somebody has to stay with you, and we don't have anybody stay here with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess I don't need to ask the other questions then.
Any other questions?
Yes. Is there anything in the specifications that addresses the abandoned equipment up there, the electrical, and there's a lot of curbs? You take off all the abandoned stuff and you ain't going to have much left up there, which is good. But there's a lot of curbs and a lot of electrical that are just sitting up through the roof with nothing on them.
That was one of my questions. So to eliminate the unneeded,
unused stuff,
the unnecessary protrusions.
Right now we were looking at maintaining them, just leaving it up there and roofing right over them, just because of all the holes and everything
that
we have.
Is that the purpose to add? Or?
Well, we'll look at that again and we'll issue an addendum with the clarification on that.
The less protrusions you have, the better.
Always.
Especially the electrical. The curbs are one thing, Scott, but the electrical that's popping out of there, I'm sure that it should be dead. Let's all hope it is. But that really should be addressed, because you have pitch pans around them and Unistrut hanging all over the place. It's really not needed.
We'll look at it.
Okay. I have another question. Lightning protection. Our responsibility or the county's?
Yours. Okay. So put in place lightning. Reuse or brand
it
new?
It needs to be recertified when you're done. Okay. If you can reuse it, if it's workable, you can.
So the recertification, just to clarify on that question, is on us. Okay. Thank you.
On the lightning arrest, the section that's been eliminated in the back left over there, is that being reinstalled?
You need it for the whole building?
Okay. On us as well?
Yes.
Thank you.
The antennas that are up there, I'm assuming that's for police communication, emergency communication, will those be taken care of by the city? Are we responsible for that? If so, how are those to be handled?
We'll have to look at that and see how we're doing that.
Same goes with the de-energizing equipment during the tear-off phase to make sure nobody accidentally hits anything while we're tearing off. I don't know what the process is, a call out for somebody to de-energize certain units and that sort of stuff.
And then we all have the big question. What the heck are we supposed to do with all that solar?
Everybody agree? Specifications ask you to remove it. Specifications say to remove it, take it off site, have it clean, and bring it back when you're done.
So no on-site storage after it's cleaned?
Correct.
Okay. So storage off-site.
Is there a specification on how it's supposed to be cleaned?
Yes.
There is?
It's in.
Yeah. Okay. And have you determined how you're going to put it back in place? Because the way it sits up there now is not going to fly with the new roof system. You can't just put those things down and bolt down through it. It's your warranty's going to go bye-bye.
I'm not looking at removing the stands.
You have to. You got to flash panels around them.
Yeah.
And they only sit up about an inch and a half.
Yeah.
Realistically, that should all be taken off, stands put in, posts put in, so that they can be mounted to the top of the post, and the post can be flashed correctly into the roof system.
Yes.
That's and you get rid of all the debris that's underneath them, too, that way. But that's going to be a large expense.
Gutters and gutter guards, reinstall, new, save. What's the county's preference?
Can't save that.
I wanted him to say it.
Okay. You're not saving those gutters. Spike and Ferrell's not even made anymore.
I just wanted him to say it himself, so we have it in the record.
Those gutter guards are not even worth putting on in the first place. Yep. That's why, like he said earlier, you talk to a roofer when you design something. A roof.
I don't even know why you got gutters on that building.
Because it flows that way.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of a flow.
I did pull out my pitch. There is slight pitch.
It's very slight.
Extremely slight, yeah.
Yeah.
You only have drains.
Not even a quarter.
In the middle.
At the interior. Right.
At the expansion joint.
Everything else
flows off.
Are those drains grandfathered?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
As far as the gutters, you've got K-style up here, and I saw there's box gutters on the back. The new, you want those all to be K-style? You want those all to be box gutters?
We'll issue them addendum with that.
Okay.
Clarifying that.
Any other questions?
I'm good.
I have one more. Sorry. What is the anticipated schedule for award of the project and start and completion of the project? Any idea?
What was the board date?
How quick are you going to turn around?
What was the board date?
Did
you have a target board date? Was it before July or what? The target board date that you had.
They meet the first week of the month?
It's before the break.
Yeah, right now.
Target board date is for June. Is for June. Okay. So after the board has been awarded, then we typically go into an NTP and the contract is signed. So it usually takes anywhere from 7 to 14 days.
Okay, so you're looking
before
at this
before the NTP is signed.
Yeah, so you're looking at this not starting until third quarter.
Probably July, August.
Is there a date you have to, completion date, substantial completion?
Date.
150 days, I believe.
So we have to be done within 150 days is what I'm asking?
Yes, I believe.
Okay, so is there a penalty for every day after that?
Oh, yeah.
I got a question after that. If there is... Is there forecasted rain days not counting towards the penalties?
We will look at that as you go.
Well, typically it's 50% chance of rain. I don't work per contract usually.
You're going to be in the midst of rainy season.
I can tell you from July until probably November, 75% of those days are going to be non-work days.
Right.
So you're talking fourth quarter, if not first quarter next year.
Right. Because of rain.
Get it as soon as possible, trying to not to get this in the rainy days.
And what is the penalty for each day after?
We're pretty good about issuing additional days that are there's no compensation for it. I mean, if it's just added more days to it because of rain.
Yeah, but I'll need that in writing.
Yeah.
Because
don't want to get jammed up.
Like you said at the beginning, we're
So is it put a liquidated damages on you?
There are liquidated damages in there. You just got to find where they are in the special conditions. It'll state in there what the liquidated damages are.
I just want to make sure there's a rain day clause in there as well.
Yeah, the rain clause is not in there. Liquidated.
Yeah, so that's kind of a punishment, but no way to get around that punishment.
You guys have any clout with permitting?
Or we can get a permit.
How long did it take to get permits?
No idea. Them down there.
Well, I mean, that can be a week. It can be a month.
Well,
so
we don't know what it's going to be like in July or August.
Right.
But right now, 6 weeks is not out of the question.
Right.
So, and how do you build it? How are you planning on building that in your schedule as far as
procurement time.
So in the past, we've done a delayed notice to proceed.
Okay.
Your contract will be issued, but that so you can get all these things going in front of it, permitting and all those things.
Okay.
The date of a delayed notice to proceed date later.
Okay.
So, and then normally that's written where you have to start on or before that date, which means if you got your permit early, you could start the clock running.
Because you specified a membrane, if I'm correct, right? KE, if I remember, key, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's got production time in it, too.
Mm-hmm. It was fiber tight or equivalent, correct?
Correct.
No, it's fiber tight or you get approval for it.
Right.
Well, I wanted that in there as well. Thanks.
Let me just say, if you're going to submit an equivalent or request an equivalent, don't do it the day before the bid opening. Don't do it 10 days before the bid opening. You need to get that in right now if you have an equivalent that you want to submit.
There's actually wordage in the specifications on submitting for equal.
Did the county's roof consultant spec that out for you guys? Is that where you guys came up with that?
What?
The spec for the membrane.
We use that roof on all of our
all your buildings. Okay.
You know that's the most expensive one, right? Okay.
It's also a good roof that holds up.
Well, they all do.
Any more questions?
To date, you've issued one addendum, if I recall, correct?
Yes.
And then
one.
These will be reduced to an addendum as well.
Correct.
All right.
How long before that's looked at, those questions?
Say that one more time.
How long before those questions are looked at in the possible addendum.
A week.
As soon as we get back.
Right. Just keep an eye on the website. They'll be posted, the addendum will be posted on the solicitation.
Do you guys have a specific day that you typically will post addendums? Or is it just
as we get the information in, they're going up.
I just highly recommend, there's an 8-day before bids are due. That's the cutoff time for questions. Don't submit your questions 8 days before the bid is due, because that's just going to stall things. We're not going down that road. All right. So if you got questions, submit them as soon as possible.
Thank you so much.
Any other questions? All right.
Thank you, John.
Thank you guys for coming. At this time, we will close the meeting for B230176 DJN Sheriff Headquarters Re-Roof. Thank you guys again once again for coming.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.